Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
We seem to have a day for everything, and yesterday was International No Diet Day. And the aim of International No Diet Day is to raise awareness of the potential dangers of dieting and the unlikelihood of success. And on the line now, joining us from DNA, the co-founder and chief innovation officer, I've got Alan Sheffield. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about DNA. What do you do out there?
So MyDNA is basically we're taking a simple mouth swab, or and looking at people's genetics, and then trying to, explain to people or help people make more informed decisions about their health, their lifestyle, and their wellness based on their DNA profile.
And you've got a shared vision of combining genetics and technology as a national service.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really looking at how do we, the DNA testing and the research around the world that's coming about, what are these DNA insights and how give us, and how they can help us, live a healthier life, is just ever exploding. And I guess we're looking at how do we democratize genetics and make it more accessible so that people can use it to improve their life. And, the dieting aspect is, one aspect of how we're doing that. And also there's insights in terms of, how your genetics affects your, how much caffeine you can drink, how it affects medications you might take, and also even your fitness, what the best training program. So, we're really trying to understand what the science is telling us and trying to make it really usable and actionable for people that want to know more about their health.
Quite regularly I'm hearing stories where people aren't doing a significant amount of exercise yet. They're dropping things out of their diet and they're noticing dramatic results within a short period of time.
Yes. Look, really, if you're trying to lose weight, obviously being active is a big component, but the biggest is, how much food you eat. So, if you go on a very low calorie restricted diet, doesn't matter which diet is, whether it's the high protein or low carb or, ketogenic diet, it basically, if you go on a low calorie diet, you should lose weight. And it's the issues that people are having is, 6 months later, they often put that weight back on. And so it's, it's just not that sustainable. So it's about trying to find a more balanced approach to healthy eating.
Alan, where can people find out more about MyDNA?
Yeah, so look, if the website's a good resource, so www.mydna.life, and they can get a free information guide and understand about healthy eating and how the DNA testing can help them on the website. Or there's a number of pharmacies in WA that stock the DNA test kit, and they can go speak to their pharmacist about whether it's right for them.
A simple mouth swab can finally free us all from fad diets and allow us to take control of our weight and maybe improve some results at the gym. Alan Sheffield from MyDNA, thank you so much for bringing us some great insights.
You're welcome, Terry. Thanks for having me on the show.
One of Albany's much-loved events is back for its fifth year, and it's on this weekend. It is the annual Vancouver Street Festival, and as part of it, we've got the Tweed Ride on again this weekend as well. So good opportunity to get involved. And online now, I've got Murray Gom. A very good morning.
Terry, how are you?
Very good. Murray, you're from the WA Historical Cycle Club, and you're encouraging one and all to get involved with the Tweed Ride this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Look, getting on an old bike, if you've got one, or just any bike, and getting some Tweed or anything retro on is it's going to be a brilliant way to sort of get into the theme of the Vancouver Street Festival. You can arrive by bike and have a whole lot of fun at the festival when you get there.
Yeah, the festival itself happening 11 to 4 on Saturday along historical Vancouver Street and in the Vancouver Arts Centre. And Murray, tell us about the route that the Tweed Ride will be taking.
Yeah, a little bit of a change this year, so it's not actually a sort of a route like in previous years. We started at UWA and weaved our way into the festival. This year, it's a different format where people get some mates together and actually ride to the event from wherever you like. So it's arrive. If you arrive between 11 and 11:30 at the main stage, you're in the mix to win the regular prizes. Most dapper chap, most fetching lady, most magnificent bicycle. So it's people making their own way to the festival. So that's a bit of a change. There will be more showcasing of the penny farthings and other vintage bikes at the festival, because there'll be a whole sort of lane on Vancouver Street where the penny farthings will be roaring up and down all day. So it'll be a bit more of a spectacle.
Gee, rolling one of those penny farthings up or down Mount Clarence or Mount Adelaide would be a bit of a challenge.
Well, yeah, that would be, because, long way to fall, and they don't have brakes. So, look, that's just, don't go there. And let's just say Vancouver Street's a lot more penny farthing friendly, because it's flat, yeah. So, no, we won't be doing Adelaide, and we won't be entering the urban downhill later in the year.
No.
Well, I won't be anyway, I know that much.
Murray Gove is here with us from the WA Historical Cycle Club. Murray, the Tweed Ride, it's an event that has really grown since it started as part of the Vancouver Street Festival back in 2014.
Yeah, it has. It's a different sort of a ride. It's a minimal exertion, maximum elegance sort of ride. So it's just a whole lot of fun where you can embrace the theme and just have some fun and enjoy riding, and maybe sort of annoy Nana to get her on a bike or something. And it's a good chance just to get that bike rolling and get some air in the tyres. Go and see any of the three bike shops if you need a bit of a help, and they've actually chucked in some in the prizes, so that for the most dapper chap, most fetching lady, and most magnificent bicycle. So we'll be looking forward to some pretty stylish bike riders, as well as hopefully there'll be some dragsters and some other old cool retro bikes that come out.
Yeah, going back to simpler times this weekend, the annual Tweed Ride is part of the Vancouver Street Festival. So grease up the wheels, dust off the tweed, and join in all the fun this weekend. 11 to 4 happening along historic Vancouver Street. Murray Gom from the WA Historical Cycle Club. Good luck with the Tweed Ride this weekend. Hopefully we get a lot of participants.
Yeah, oh, we're bound to. We're bound to. Sort of. We're on a roll with this. People are into it, and the word's out thanks to you. And I'm sure there's a whole lot of us have a whole lot of fun.
Murray, thanks for your time.
Good on you, Terry. We'll see you there.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler's Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Stirling Terrace, Albany.
On the grill this morning, $3,980 on the Sound of Albany for Rustler's. More than just a steakhouse. They could buy a lot of steak sandwiches down there at Rustler's. On the line now, I've got Carl from Peaceful Bay. Good morning.
Yeah, good day.
How are you?
Not too bad, eh?
How's your weekend?
Yeah, not too bad, eh?
Not too bad. I like it. Quick weather update there, Carl.
Oh, it's no clouds, but a bit nippy.
Yeah, it is a little bit fresh this morning. Yeah, got the heater on there?
Hey?
Got the heater on there?
No, just closed.
All right, that's as far as we'll go. Carl, $3,980 on the Sound of Albany with Rustlers, more than just a steakhouse. What do you reckon it is?
Well, I don't know. You wouldn't be blade skating, eh?
Blade skating?
Yeah, mate.
Unfortunately, your answer's a little blunt.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, well, not the one we want, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries, eh?
All right, Carl, you have a fantastic day.
No worries. Yeah.
And it returns tomorrow. We're at $4,000, ladies and gentlemen. $4,000 on the line tomorrow in the Sound of Albany for Rustlers. More than just a steakhouse. A Triple M.
8 questions and 60 seconds to get them all right. Triple M's 8:38. Albany Chalets Cafe, 247 Nanarup Road, Calgon.
8:38 here on Triple M. John from Miramar's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
How's your weekend?
Yeah, been good, yeah.
Fantastic. John, a little longer than that. 60 seconds, 8 questions, and if you can get through it, I'll give you a voucher to use at Albany Chalet Cafe. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, your time starts now. Who were the winners of My Kitchen Rules for 2018?
Oh, a man and a woman. I don't know their name.
A man and a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, I need more than that.
Oh, no.
How many tails does a Manx cat have?
How many what?
How many tails does a Manx cat have?
One.
None.
Oh, mate, you're making it hard today.
What's the distance between Albany and Cogenup?
Well, Albany's near the ocean.
The distance?
Oh. Nah.
Didn't quite get through it, John. Sorry, can't give you the voucher.
No worries, mate. That you're good. Nice talking to you.
All right, sorry, John.
Catch you, mate.